Hello and welcome to the Rhapsody Blind demonstration. My name is John Martin. I am the creator of Rhapsody Blind, a set of JAWS scripts to make the application Rhapsody accessible to the visually impaired. You can find us on the web at www.rhapsodyblind.com. That's spelled RHAPSODYBLIND.com. Okay, we're just going to dive right into the program here.
Enter. Welcome to Rhapsody Blind, initializing scripts, please wait. Starting Rhapsody, please wait, application is ready, you are currently signed in as Summer Jones and Martin at gm.rhapsody.
Okay, first thing you know that the program lets you know that it's starting up, so that you don't start issuing it commands until it's ready, and it also indicates the email address that you've signed in as well to avoid confusion with other accounts that you might be using. Another thing to notice is that when you switch from the application,
Alt Tab, JAWS.
And then switch back.
Alt Tab, Rhapsody, application is ready, Rhapsody.
It lets you know that the application is ready to start taking commands. Okay, the first thing you're going to do when you download the Rhapsody Blind scripts and get the program up and running is access the guides. And the guides are there to help you throughout the various parts of the program. You hit Control-Shift-G for guide.
Select the guide dialog. List 1, list view. Listen to the author. 1 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And it brings up a menu system. Now, listen to the author is just a little bit about me and how the script came to be. You can arrow down through the selections here, and let's hear some more of them.
About Rhapsody main interface. Basic controls. Accessing the mixer. Accessing your playlist. Using the music library. The burn queue and purchasing music. Searching for music in the music guide. Drag and drop feature. Transfer to a USB device. Using the radio stations. Follow the music.
Okay, so those are some of the categories. If you're in a list and you're up and down arrowing through things, you can also hit the first key and it will take you to that specific section.
A, about Rhapsody main interface.
Okay, so let's hit enter on that and see what it says.
Press escape to exit the guide. Use up and down arrows to read at your own pace. The main interface Rhapsody is composed of many areas to help you listen to music. It contains a mixer to listen to fresh tracks, playlist window containing your tracks, a playlist list containing your playlist names, a music guide to search for new music, a music library for all your local music, a burn queue to make CDs, and status area containing the number of tracks and how much time is in each list.
Okay, so I stopped speech there. You can up and down arrow through this window, and it will allow you to read at your own pace, and that's very helpful. To exit the guides, you just hit escape.
Closing the virtual buffer.
Okay, the next section that we're going to cover here is the quick key menu system. And there are a lot of shortcuts in Rhapsody Blind, and I'm sure you can't remember them all in one day. So I've created a quick key menu system to help you out. To access the quick key menu system, press Control-Shift-H.
Use the up and down arrows to select a quick key category and shortcut, then hit enter, hit escape to cancel, select the shortcut dialog, list 1, list view, basic controls, 1 of 5.
Okay, so we have some categories here that we can separate the shortcuts to make it easier to find them. First one is basic controls, those are just your playback controls. The next section we have here is
informational keys.
Those tell you things like status of how many tracks are in a list, or which artist is playing.
Navigation keys.
Navigation keys allow you to figure out what types of navigation you could do in each window.
Window access.
Window access allows you to access the different portions of the program.
Window options.
And the window options allow you to select a specific option specific to that window. Let's go ahead and enter in one of these categories.
Window access.
And then hit enter.
Link display to mixer control plus shift plus M. Link restore the mixer window to the last selection control plus M. Link select and display a playlist control plus shift plus P.
Okay. So each link here is an actual shortcut. And it gives you a brief description of what the shortcut does, and it tells you what the shortcut key is. If we arrow down.
Link modify, link this, link res, link act, link search for, link access your radio, link access, links, link access the, link restore the music, link display the music library, control plus shift plus L.
Okay, so it has a long list of things that you can do. Let's go ahead and arrow down to something.
Link res, link access the burn queue, link search for music in the music guide, control plus shift plus W.
Okay, so also what's handy in this list here is that not only does it tell you what it does and what the shortcut is, you can hit enter on that link, and it goes and performs the action for you.
Enter, accessing the music guide, ready when speech starts. Back visited link, page has 14 links, visited link back.
This is the music guide. I like to call it the search for music window. Control-Shift-W stands for web, and it is exactly like a web page. All of your standard navigation keys will work in this window. At the very top, you'll find a form field with the word Search for Music in it. And every time you navigate to this field manually, you would have to erase those words. But by hitting Control-E,
type an artist, album, or song, then hit Enter, search, edit, type a text.
It automatically clears that field for us. So let's go ahead and type something in.
B-A-D space C-O-M-P-A-N-Y.
And hit Enter.
Page has 5 headings and 78 links. Back.
Okay, so it returned our search results already. We can use the T key to jump through tables or H key to navigate through the headers. Let's use the H key and see what results it returned us.
Keyword search results for Bad Company heading level 4. Track matches heading level 4. Artist matches heading level 4. Album matches heading level 4. Playlist matches heading level 4.
Okay, so those are some of the things you'll find. The playlist matches are playlist channels that users have created to make this artist and similar artists on the same station. And you can add those stations to your My Channels area. Also, below the form field is a radio link, and that radio link will allow you to navigate through different genres and add those radio stations as well. Let's go ahead and navigate back up to the artist matches, though.
Album matches, artist matches, heading level 4.
And let's arrow down.
List of set link, Bad Company.
And hit Enter.
Enter, Bad Company visited link. 1/43,400,000/...
Okay, so return our results here. Now, whenever you bring up an artist, it has all the albums located on the left side and all the content on the right side. At the very top on the right side is where the Play All Top Tracks section is. And Play All Top Tracks is for the most popular tracks that the artist chooses. You can listen to those instead of listening through all the albums. But we want to go straight to an album here.
Bad Company heading level 4. Albums heading level 4. Main releases heading level 3.
Using the H key. And let's arrow down through the albums.
Blink Graphic Company of Blink Company of Strangers. Blink Graph Blink Blink Graph Blink 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 Live with Webley. Blink Graph Blink Tantrums. Blink Graphic Blink Bad Co.
Okay, so we found an album that we like here. What I like to do is I like to use the drag and drop feature. Control Alt Shift D will bring up a menu.
Drag and drop menu. Drag songs to where? Dialog. List 1. List view. Drag songs to the mixer. 1 of 3. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Now you can only drag songs when you're either on an album or a song name or a play link. Now, anytime you play something, it winds up in the mixer. So what I like to do is I like to transfer these albums over to the mixer. Now, let's go through some of the options here on the drag and drop menu.
Drag songs to a new playlist.
If you want to drag the album over to create a playlist by the name of that album.
Drag songs to an existing playlist.
Or if you have a playlist already set up that you want to drag this album to. This is handy if you want to drag a whole bunch of albums into just one playlist and then listen to it later. You can do that. This window is dynamic, meaning any window that you're in, the different windows in the program here, this window will change its options that you have for dragging and dropping. But let's go back up to the drag songs to the mixer.
Drag songs to the mixer.
Hit enter.
Eight tracks successfully copied to mixer, total 8 tracks, 34.5 minutes, returning to search window.
So it automatically started playing the tracks in the mixer. This is dragging the album over. You'll notice that it said how many tracks it dragged over, plus the total of the tracks in the mixer, and then it returned you over to the search guide again. And that's very handy because you don't lose your place whenever you're doing drag and drop techniques. What I like to do is go album by album.
Blink graphic straight, blink straight shooter.
And I can drag album by album over to the mixer so I can listen to all their stuff, which is very handy. You couldn't do that before. We want to navigate on over to the mixer now. Hit Control-Shift-H to access the quick key menus.
Use the up and down arrows to select a quick key category and shortcut, then hit enter, hit escape to cancel, select the shortcut dialog, list 1, list view, basic controls.
Now we want to navigate to the window access category.
Information, navigation, window access.
And then hit enter.
Link display to mixer control plus shift plus M, M.
Okay, so the mixer is located right at the top here. Now you can hit enter on this, or you can manually hit Control-Shift-M for mixer to jump on over there. But this is just to illustrate how easy it is to get to and around the program.
Enter, accessing the mixer, 8 tracks, 34.5 minutes, 1, can't get it, external dot mixer.
Okay, so it brought us over to the mixer, told us how many tracks were in it, and placed us on the first track. Now you notice the dot 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 at the end of the words, the ellipses. Now this is because the columns are very narrow you can maximize the application and make these columns bigger to read more information in this window. Now the mixer is a temporary playing area, so anything you play, be it the radio stations or items from your playlists or from the music guide, will show up in the mixer, and we can up and down arrow through this list here.
2. Rocksteady Bat. 3. Ready for Love Bat. 4. Don't Let Me Down Bat. C.
If you want to know how many tracks and how much time is in the mixer, you hit Control-Shift-S, which is one of the informational keys.
Mixer 8 tracks, 34.5 minutes.
Okay, so it told us that information. One thing that's really nice in creating a workflow and making so you don't lose your spot, let's tab away, application tab away from Rhapsody.
Alt tab, JAWS. JAWS.
Okay, and tab back.
Alt tab, Rhapsody, application is ready, Rhapsody.
Told you the application was ready. Now if you up and down arrow.
5, backup, 6, way I choose bat seat.
It didn't lose your place in the list, and that's very handy when you're application switching. You couldn't do that before either. You would lose your place. Now before, when we did the drag and drop in the music guide, it showed a list of three options. If we hit Control-Alt-Shift-D.
Drag and drop menu, drag songs to where, dialog, list 1, list view, drag songs to the selected playlist, 1 to 4, to move the items, use the arrow keys.
It gives us a different list here, and different options. You could drag it to the selected playlist, which you could have a playlist open, and this is a fast way of dragging multiple tracks to that particular playlist. Let's arrow through some of the other choices.
Drag songs to a new playlist.
You can drag a track and name the track after the playlist, and it automatically puts it that track in the first playlist there.
Drag songs to an existing playlist. Drag songs to burn queue.
Now you can drag songs from here to the burn queue as well, and that's very handy when you're setting up a CD that you might want to burn as well. Whenever you're in the mixer and you're in a list, you can reorder the tracks. This is another feature of the drag and drop. Let's hit escape to get out of the drag and drop menu.
Drag and drop canceled. Returning to the mixer window. 6. Way I choose bat seat.
Okay, let's go up to the first song.
1. Can't get it.
Okay. Now what we can do is we can reorder the tracks by using the shift up or down arrows. If we hit shift up on the first song.
You cannot drag the first track up in the list. 1. Can't get it.
It knows you're on the first track and that you can't drag up. But if we want to drag the song down.
2. Can't get it. 3. Can't get it. 4. Can't get it.
And so on. And that's very handy because it follows you while you're dragging as well to let you know that the track is dragged. If there's an issue with that, it lets you know that it couldn't drag the track. So everything should let you know if it couldn't do something in the program. That's very handy. You couldn't find that information out before either. The mixer is, like I said, a temporary playing area. And you can also save the mixer and clear the mixer as well. If we hit the Control-C button, it is going to clear the mixer out. If we hit Control-S...
Save in your mixer to a playlist. Save as playlist dialog. New name, edit, backco, type of text.
And it automatically has a name there ready for us. That's very handy if you want to save the mixer to a playlist and then go back and listen to it later. But every time you close the program and come back to it, your mixer tracks should be the same until you clear it. And that's very handy. Okay, moving on to the playlists, we can hit Control-Shift-P for playlist.
Accessing your playlists, please wait. Select the playlist dialog. List 1, list view, Aaron, 1 of 10. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
And this presents a menu of all the playlists that you have. You can have unlimited playlists and it will all show in this list here. If you want to jump to a playlist, all you have to do is type the first letter of that playlist name and it will drop you onto it. But we saved a playlist earlier, so let's go to that.
Apples. Backhoe.
And then hit enter.
Finding the playlist, please wait. Backhoe playlist selected. 8 tracks, 34.5 minutes. 1. Rocksteady Bat Company Backhoe Rock / Pop Subscript.
Okay. So it told you the stats of how many tracks were in the playlist, and it landed you on the first track there. The neat thing about being in lists is you can use keys like Control-A to select all tracks. You can use the Home key, the End key, Page Up and Page Down to move along in lists. The other things that you can do is you can right-click items in this list here. So do a JAWS right-click.
Right mouse button, UIMGR.menu contextual.
And see what options we have.
Play now. Add to my library. Edit track info. Rating. View and music guide. By track as dot dot dot. Download track as. Share dot dot dot. Rename. Delete. Show track location. Pause downloading. Resume downloading. Cancel selected download. Cancel all downloads. Play now.
And that's the list. Hit escape on that.
Rhapsody. External dot playlist 0.
And we're still able to up and down arrow through the list.
2, 3, 4, 5. Bad company, bad company, bad co-rock slash pop subscription with per. 6. Way I choose bad company, bad. 3. Don't let me down, bad company. 2. Ready for love, bad.
Okay. So whenever we're on a song, all we have to do is hit enter to play it. The other thing that's really nice is the restore feature in Rhapsody Blind. You can restore the mixer, the music library, or playlist positions all by hitting Control and their associated key. So to restore to the mixer, instead of pressing Control-Shift-M, we would just hit Control-M.
Restoring to mixer position 2. Ready for love, Matt C. Dot, 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 external dot mixer.
Okay, so it automatically jumped down to there. Let's access the music library really quick.
Accessing the music library. 2354 tracks 7.2 days 9.8 GB. Walk this way, Aerosmith Rock imported. External dot music library dot list 0.
Okay, let's move down a couple tracks.
My fist here. Shame on you, Aerosmith Youngblood. TH.
Okay, so now we're on Shame on You. Let's go ahead and restore the playlist position.
Restoring the playlist position. Finding the playlist. Please wait. Backco playlist selected. 2. Ready for love, bad company, backco rock slash pop subscript dot dot.
And we'll restore back to the library position. Control L.
Restoring the music library position. Shame on you, Aerosmith Youngblood.
So that's just a very handy feature so you don't lose track of what you're doing if you're dragging and dropping tracks in different places. Let's restore to the playlist.
Restoring the playlist position. Finding the playlist. Please wait. Backco playlist selected. 2. Ready for love, bad company, backco rock slash pop subscript dot 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 with purchase.
Okay. So now the drag and drop menus are different yet again in the playlist window. Hit Control-Alt-Shift-D.
Drag and drop menu. Drag songs to where? Dialog. List 1. List view. Drag songs to an existing playlist. 1 of 3. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
So you have 3 options. And you can drag to the playlist here.
Drag songs to an existing playlist. 1 of 3.
And you can drag to any playlist that you want. Let's arrow down.
Drag songs to burn queue.
Or drag to the burn queue.
Drag playlist to burn queue.
Or drag playlist to the burn queue. Now that's very handy because you can create your playlists and then drag the entire playlist to the burn queue to burn on CD. Let's go ahead and do that.
Drag playlist to burn queue 3 of 3. Please wait. Select the playlist dialog. List 1, list view. Aaron 1, apples, backco.
Select the playlist that you want to drag.
Finding the playlist, please wait. Backco playlist selected. Successfully copied the burn queue, returning to the playlist window 2. Ready for love, bad company, backco rock slash pop subscript.
Okay, so it dragged all those songs to the burn queue and returned us back to the playlist, and that's very handy. Like in the mixer, you can hit Control-Shift-S and it will tell you the status of how many tracks are in that playlist.
Music library, land, external dot music library, restoring the playlist position 1. Rock steady, bad company, backco, 8 tracks, 34.5 minutes.
Okay, so it tells us how many tracks are in that list. If we hit Control-T,
backco,
it tells us the playlist name. Now, the other thing that's really unique about this playlist feature is your ability to delete these playlists and edit them and rename them. And you can do this by hitting Control-Shift-R.
Remove, rename, and play a playlist. Please wait. Select the playlist dialog. List 1, list view. Aaron, 1 of 10. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Apples. Backco.
So let's go ahead and rename this playlist.
Finding the playlist. Please wait. Backco playlist selected. Select an option using up and down arrows, then hit enter. UIMGR.menu contextual.
So we can up and down arrow through this contextual menu.
Play now. Add to mixer. Share dot dot dot. Edit auto playlist dot dot dot. Rename. Delete. Play now. Delete. Rename.
So you can delete the playlist if you want. You could rename the item. Let's hit escape.
Rhapsody playlist dot list dot external. 1. Rock steady. 2.
And notice that you're still in the list. The other thing that's very handy is when you're on a track and say you don't want it, you don't have to go through the context menu. You can just hit the delete key.
3. Don't let me down, back.
Hit the delete.
Deleted. 3. Can't get enough, bad company, back.
And it removed that song from your playlist. Very handy to have. Okay, moving on to the music library, we can hit Control-Shift-L.
Accessing the music library. 2354 tracks 7.2 days 9.8 GB. How do you want the 2-pack all A's on me?
Okay, so it tells you how many tracks are in your music library and places you on the first track. We can arrow down here.
Only God can judge me too. California Love Remix 2 pack all A's on me .rap/R&B imported.
Okay. So one of the things, like in a long list, you can hit home and page up or page down, and that will take you through the list.
Scrolling down. Shame on you, Lero Smith, Young Lust, th.rock imported.
But a quicker way to search for music is by using the search feature. And just like the music guide, you can hit Control E.
Type an artist, album, or song, then hit enter, text input, .music, library, .typo, 0.
So let's type something in.
B-A-D, space, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y.
And then hit enter.
Searching. 18 tracks, 1.4 hours, 80.6 MB. Moving on, Bad Company, 10 from 6 other imported. External .music, library, .list, 0.
Okay, so it tells you how many tracks that it found upon searching and places you on the first track. And you could just begin narrowing down.
Electric Land, Bad Company, 10 from 6 rock imported.
Okay. The other thing, when you want to add tracks to the music library, the first time you access it, it'll ask you if you want to add tracks. If you choose to do so later, you can hit Alt-F.
New playlist, Control plus N, menu.
This is the system menu here. Arrow down.
New auto playlist, .. Play media from disk, .. Add media to my library, ..
Okay. So you can add media later on through this menu. Hit Escape.
Rhapsody.
And we're still in the list.
Ready for Love, Bad Company, Bad Co-Rock Imported, external.musiclibrary.list 0.
You can right-click items in this menu as well, and you can drag and drop to other places. Let's hit Control-Alt-Shift-D.
Drag and drop menu, drag songs to where, dialog, list 1, list 2, drag songs to an existing playlist, 1 of 2, to move to items, use the arrow keys.
Drag to an existing playlist, or...
drag songs to burn queue.
And those are the two options that you have. Now on to the burn queue. The burn queue is an area where you can transfer your music and then burn a CD from those resulted tracks. To access the burn queue, we press Control-Shift-B.
Burn a disk. External.online.source. Select the burn option dialog. List 1, list view. View the burn queue. 1 of 3. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
This would be where you would view the actual tracks that you've transferred to it. It has some other options in this menu. Let's check it out.
Erase the CDRW disk.
If for some ungodly reason you're still using a CDRW to burn music, which would be silly because you only have 3 burns per purchase, this is where you would erase the CDRW disk.
Burn your queue to a CD.
This is where you just burn it to a regular CD, which would be the most favorable, ideal way to do things. Let's go ahead and view the burn queue.
All right, view the burn queue. Burn queue, 8 tracks, 34.5 minutes, 1. Rock steady, Bad Company, Bad Co, Rock slash Pop with purchase, external dot burn list, 0.
Okay, this is the burn queue where we transferred the album to before. Like before, you can hit Control-Shift-S to check the status of how many tracks and how much time is in it.
Burn list, 8 tracks, 34.5 minutes.
So you know exactly how much time is for each song there. In the burn queue, you can reorder tracks as well. You can use the shift up and down arrows to change the order of those tracks. You can always use the home and page up and page down keys. The one thing you cannot do is make MP3 CDs, and this is something I hope changes in the future, because iTunes makes this accessible here, and it's definitely one of those things that we would like to upgrade on. The burn queue also allows you to clear it as well, just like the mixer. You can press Control-C, and it clears it completely. After you burn a disc, the burn queue completely clears itself automatically, so that's something to keep in mind. Okay, the next section we're going to examine here is the radio stations. This is the My Channels, and these are a pick of your favorite stations here. To access them, you press Control-Shift-C.
Accessing your radio stations. External.online.source. Select the music channel dialog. List 1, list view. Soft Sounds, Rhapsody, Nick, Dina, Leo, Sayer, Rod Stewart, Tom Petty, .. 1 of 11. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, it presents you a menu of all the radio stations that you have. Let's go ahead and narrow it down to something that we like.
Pop. National Pop, My Rhapsody Channels here from David Bowie Radio Artist Rhapsody, The Velvet Underground, they're all ..
It also has an NPR station that you can listen to as well, and that's very nice to have. Let's go ahead and hit enter on this channel here.
Selecting channel, David Bowie Radio Artist Rhapsody, The Velvet Underground, they're all .. Please wait for the menu to appear, then use up and down arrows to make a selection. Rhapsody, UIMGR .menu contextual.
So it presents a context menu. Let's arrow down and see what choices we have.
Play now. View a channel guide. Modify. Delete.
So you can modify the name of it to be something more familiar to you, or you can delete it from this particular menu. Moving on to our last section, we have Follow the Music. And Follow the Music is a great way to follow up on radio stations that play all kinds of variety music. And you might not know exactly what the song is or who's playing it, but you can find that information out. If we go ahead and play a song, we can access Follow the Music by hitting Control-Shift-F.
Follow the Music. Select the search type dialog. List 1, list view. Follow the artist. 1 of 2. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
In this way, we could either follow the artist or
follow the album.
Follow the album in the music guide. Let's go ahead and pick follow the artist.
Follow the artist. Following the artist. Bad Company. Switch to the music guide now. Text.artist.
Okay. If we switch on over to the music guide, Control-Shift-W.
Accessing the music guide. Ready when speech starts. Back visited link. Hit back.
Okay, and we hit our header.
Bad Company heading level 4.
It takes us right to the artist. And that's very handy because you can listen to a radio station and access all kinds of different music and things that you might be interested in the flash of an eye. The other thing that's really nice to know is when you're playing an artist, there's all kinds of other information that's available. If you hit Control-Alt-Shift-T,
003/345,
it tells you the time code of the song and how long it is. If you hit Control-Shift-T,
now playing, artist, Bad Company, album, Bad Code, track unknown.
The track is unknown because that is inaccessible to JAWS, and hopefully in the future we'll be able to remedy that. Also are artist blurbs. Artist blurbs are a great way to find out facts about the artist, and they work very much like a stock ticker. If you hit Control-Shift-A,
Bad Company was the first band signed to Led Zeppelin's Vanity label Swan Song.
Okay, and if you wait another 8 seconds, another artist fact will come up. Let's go ahead and hit Control-Shift-A again.
The prototypical air/hard rock money machine of the mid-1970s Paul Rogers ...
Okay, so you get the idea.
And that concludes the demonstration of Rhapsody Blind. This script was developed for the blind by the blind. John Martin, the developer of these scripts, wishes you a more fulfilling and equitable experience. For questions or comments, you can contact him at support@rhapsodyblind.com.